You're up to the bottom of Mem Zayin Amud Beis, very bottom. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Katan Parech. Katan who has the Shtei Saris, the two hairs. However, he's not 13 years old yet, right? It's Katan Parech. Mezamenulav. You include him in a Zimun. Tanin Amihate Katan Shevi Shtei Saris, even though he doesn't have the 13 years yet, Mezamenulav. Shloivi Shtei Saris, Amezab. He doesn't have the two hairs yet, Amezamenulav. You don't try to be exact, precise. Is the two hair fully there? Not include him. It's not a big deal. So how gufa gashru? What?
I'll check.
We don't make a big deal. We check, but the Gemara is still assuming a check is going on. But don't be too overly, like you're checking for an esrei. What? Havi shtei saris includes some form of checking, but it means you don't do like a checking for a lulav, like an esrei. Ha gufa kasha. So we ask if we have a steer between the brisa, the reish, and the seifa. Amar hevi shtei saris. We do mizamnin in lohi be lo. And then the second end of the bright end of the brisa. Ha detani aim edakti mekad. Don't be so precise. Lasui amai. What does it come to include? What's not precise? Lav tabli men ela butzir. Is it not that tibel imahem ela butzir? However, he what's tibel imahem? He has he's toivel mikvah mamish with them ela butzir. No, it's not what T-Belly. He like dipped with them. He joined them in the meal, Ella Batsir. But rather, he had less than the required amount. Let's see. Tell Rashi. What?
Where's
Batsir?
Where's
Batsir?
Where's
Batsir? Where's
Batsir?
I just pulled two Gemaras in one shot with my finger. Sorry. That's why it didn't make sense. Memches Amid Alf Top. La Suya Katan Parech. Isn't that coming to include a Katan who brought the Shtei Saris that you're Mizam him? However, even though he's not 13 years, that's what it means. The halacha is not like any of these cases. Rather, like Rav Nachman said, a katan yodei l'mibarchin. The rule is a katan understand and fully apprehend who is he making the bracha for, who's making the brachas, therefore, since he has the simonim, that's enough, even though he's not 13 years old, mizamnin alav. Abayivarab, meaning you need the two hairs. We're not doing away with it. We're just saying that even though he's not 13, it's okay. Abayivarab, Yasvik Kameh de Rabba. Why, Rabba? They were sitting in front of Rabba. Amr Rabba Lumim Varkin. Amr the Rahmana. Who are you davening? Who are you praying? Who are you blessing? So he said, we're blessing a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Rabba asked him, Brahmana Hechi Yasvik, where's God sitting? Rabba Achve Lishmei Tala. Rabba showed him, pointed to the roof, meaning Shemayim. Abay Nafik Labra Achve Klapishmai. Abay took him outside to show him the heavens. Amr Lahu Rabba Tarvechu Rabbana Abayfu. You two will be great Talmidei Chachamim when you get older. Meaning that was the svara they used to include a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hayne da Amrei Yimshei. That's what the people say. Butzin butzin mekatve yadei. From the time when the
cucumber.
When the what? Yeah, butzin butzin are little types of vegetables. Okay. He calls them cucumbers? Interesting. Okay. Butzin butzin mekatve yadei. You already could tell when the cucumber is beginning to ripen, you could tell already what it's going to be when it grows up. Meaning this again, this is just commentary on the last Gemara of a, cotton hasamach leish. A kid who's not yet 13, but you already could tell, we upgrade him based on certain signs.
Rashi says pumpkin.
What?
Rashi
says the word pumpkin?
So the halacha, we could use a minor for minyan. Is that it? Is
what?
That the halacha is?
Halacha, we don't use a minor for minyan. We don't use them for the minyan.
No.
We don't do it. The svar, some minyan is svar to do it. Amar Rabbi Yehuda b'Rei Rabbi Shmuel bar Shelus made Rav Tisha Achlu Dagan. If nine are eating bread of Dagan, ve'echad Achol Yarek Mitzdarfen, and one eats vegetable, he could join them in the minion of 10. Amar Rav Zera Boy Minei Rav. They asked Rabbi Yehuda Shmona who ate Pas Dagan and two who ate Yarek Mahu. What's the din? Do they mitzdarf to the Zeman or no? So Shiva, if seven ate bread Dagan and three ate vegetable, what about then? So Amar Rabbi Yehuda to Rav Zera, he said in all of these. Malu, what's the din? So Amrlei lo shnai, there's no difference. Even by that, there's tziruf. So shisha vadilam ebailei, and six, why didn't he keep going to six? The six does a mitzar if you have four, six who ate bread and four who did the vegetable. So Amrlei Yirmiya, shafir avadata delo ebailei. It's good you didn't ask about six. Why? Because hasam time am I. The whole reason why by seven who ate and three who ate vegetable, there's tziruf mishum de ikaruba. Because there's a rove that ate dagan. Hachanami ikaruba. Also by six who ate dagan and the four who ate vegetables, the same rove. Therefore, of course, the mitzdar. If you would have looked like you're foolish if you would ask that. The iu rab zera sava ruba de min korbina. The reason why six wasn't so pashut to him is because he thought maybe you need a rove that's very nicker that it's a rove. When it's six to four, it's not so majority. The power play is not so clear. You need to be clear. A super majority. Yanai Malka, Malka, Kriche, Rifto, Adada. Yanai Amelech and the Malka, they ate together bread. Since the Yanai Amelech killed off the Chachmei Yisrael, they had no one to bench with them. Amar lo lebisu man yav lan garin varach. We need Yana needs to melt his wife. Who's going to give us a person to make a bracha with us? Amar le, she said to him, ishtabali deimisanali gavrid lo mitzdarle. Swear to me that if I bring you a man who knows how to bench, you're not going to kill him. Ishtabala, he's promised her. Haisu le Shimon ben Shetach, who they brought Shimon ben Shetach, who was her brother. Osve ben Dede le Dede. She put him between him and her. And Amar le Yana said to Shimon Shetach, Chazis kami yakar in alach. See how much covet I'm doing for you. Amar le Shimon Shetach said, Lav. You're not mechabin me. The Torah is being mechabin me because it says salsalot romecha techabdecha ki techabkena. That what? That the, it's that the gift or the so to speak the honor that embraces you of giving you covet. The honor is ultimately Hashem's. Amrle siyane melchus his wife kachaz lo mekabel maros. I see that you're not kachaz lo mekabel maros. I see that you're not Mekabel Mars.
He accepts authority.
What? Oh, from Srara.
He doesn't accept authority. You know, he doesn't listen.
Yeah,
to
he's being brazen. Yavulei Kasa Lebrucha. They get Shimon Shetach a bracha to make on the coast. Amar Hachi Avarech. He said, how am I going to make a bracha? I didn't get benefit from the Suda. So then, am I going to say, Baruch Shach Yanei Mechaver? What should I say? Blessed who's Yanei and his friend who eats? Shasi Lahu Kasa. He drank the cup and didn't make a bracha for them. Yavulei Kasa Achrin Avarech. They gave him another cup and now he could lead them in the bench, because you see from there, maybe drinking a kos is a din of suda. This comes up in Pesach when there's no mazonos around at the Kiddush. Can't find mazonos. So maybe if you drink another cup, you already at that point might be considered a Kiddush b'makom suda enough that now that you can, oh, door's locked, so I want to get the door.
It's funny, you said it almost like tongue in cheek.
Yeah, it was tongue in cheek. Chutzpah. I would have been scared. Everybody's been killed off over there. All right.
Yanai killed everybody off?
Yanai slaughtered everyone, every Talmud Chacham in town. The brother-in-law was in hiding.
This guy wasn't afraid to come by there. You know?
He protects his sister. Amar Abba Abrei Rav Chia Bar Abba. Amar Rav Yochanan. Shimon Ben Shetach. Shimon Shetach, who was made a zimun by drinking a cup of wine. Lager Mehu David. Did he do it like it's his own shita and we don't pass in that way? Tahachi Amar Chia Bar Yochanan. La'olam. Someone's mitzdarav to a suda pass in order to be motzi others in benching. Eina motzi yerei for us, and you can't be motzi others their chiyuv until you yourself eat a kazayis of dagam. So meisavei, I'll bring you a proof. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Alev ahei sevimah, one who eats with the bnei asuda and wants to join them in the zimun, afilu lo tibalim, and even if he didn't join in their suda, ela batzir, rather he dipped his stuff in the batzir, in the brine, below ochem, and he only ate little olives with mitzdarif, he's able to, a little fig, mitzdarif, he's able to join them in the zimun. It's Darufe, Mitzdarech. So that person, he only joined them as far as the dipping in the brine or eating the little fig. But in order to be the one who's motzi others, Tziruf is one thing, to join them in this part of the ten. But to be the one who's motzi everybody, that's Achiyachol Kazayis Dagan. It Marnami Ravuna Brei Dramishpeni Rava, Afilu Lo Tibalimahem, even if he didn't dip anything with them, the El Betzir. Rather, all he did was he joins them as far as dipping in brine. But lo ochel me'amehem, elikoreis, all he ate was a little fig, mitzdarif, he joins for the zimun. Ulahotzi, the rabbi nechavasin, and benching, eino motzi achiyach, he's not motzi, the mitzdarif, until he eats kezayis dagan. Amar, b'yudah b'mishpeh d'rava, hilks, the lacha is, ochel ala yerek, if he drinks a leaf of a vegetable, shasa koshiyah, mitzdarif. Ulahotzi, and he's motzi, then the chiyah virkas the zimun, he's not motzi until he's ochel kezayis dagan. Amar, nakamot shetikin li Yisrael, birkas hazan, b'shashi ar lamaman. Moshe was misakin for Yisrael the Birkas Hazan at the time when the man was falling down. Yoshua tiket land Birkas Haaretz. Kevan shenichnasu la'aretz. Once they went into the land. David Shlomo is the one who put in Bunei Yerushalayim. David instituted Yisrael Amecha v'al Yerushalayim Irecha. Shlomo instituted al Bayis Hagadol v'Akodosh. And the Tobu Meitiv v'Yavna. They started that in Yavna is where it started. Keneged Haruge Besar for the Haruge Besar. Dam Rav Nasna Osa Yom Shnisna Haruge Besar Likur. The day they buried the Haruge Besar. Tiknu b'yavna tov meitiv. They decided to add in the benching a tov meitiv in their memory. Because midaraisa, the real chiyuv, is only three brachas. Okay. The reason they put it in there is the Yerushalmi and Tanis. The Yerushalmi and Tanis says Andriadnes, I forgot, someone put the haruge, a memory for the haruge beitar, he planted food in honor of the haruge beitar. So this was why it was established connected to food. Because this person... What? It was one of the major Adrianus. No, it was someone who was a... who was Adrianus? Adrianus was a Jewish legion. Yerushalmi and Tanis, I'll tell you right now. Oh, it's going to hit me. Adrianus was his name. He built a whole orchard in honor of the Haruge Beisar. And therefore they decided, and we're not all going to plant orchards, but instead we'll do it we'll do it in the benching itself, the Tova Meitu. I forgot who exactly he was. Okay, Tova Meitu Biavne, Tekno Kineged, Harugi Beit, Amarabata, Osim, Shino, Harugi Beit, Lekfura, they dask Tova Tova Meitu, Hatov, why? What's it called? Hatov, Shaloi Srichu, Va Meitu, Shinit, Lekfura, because they were allowed to bury them. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, Sida, Berkas, and Muslim. What? Yeah, they didn't, the Ruge Beitar, meaning even though they were held up from being buried, the Romans didn't let them bury them, they didn't go bad.
And then they had a chorus, and that's what it said.
Right, exactly. Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan. Seder, Berkas HaMazan, Kachi, the order of Berkas HaMazan is such. Bracha, Rishon is Berkas HaZan. The Shnei is Berkas HaAretz. There's the Born Shalayim. Revi Tov Meitiv. Shabbos, we need to add what say, Matchil B'Nechama. Right? Rachem Na. U'Messayim B'Nechama. You finish Bonei B'Rachamav Yerushalayim. And then you say Kiddush Hayom, Ritzevach Litzena Be'emtza, in the middle of Birkas HaNechama. Rabbi Leazar says you could say Ritzevach Litzena, whatever bracha you want to say it in. Therefore, Ritz Lomar B'Nechama, Omra. If you want to say Birkas HaAretz, Omra. If you want, however, if you want to say it in Brach Shigun Chama B'Yavna, Omra. If you want to say it in Tov Meitiv, you could say it then. Chacham say Eina Omra Ela B'Nechama. No. Just keep it in Rachem Na. Don't start getting fancy. Chachamim Hayinadiz Chachamim is like the Sheet of Hanakama, because they both say they are able to say the Birkas HaNechama alone. So then what's the difference between the Chachamim now and the Tanakama? Ika binayu b'diyevet. What do you do b'diyevet if you didn't say in the Rachem Na? According to Tanakama, b'diyevet yotzi if you say it afterwards. Chachamim say you could only say it in the Berkha of the Nechama alone. The Rachem Na is the only time you could say it. And therefore, if you didn't say it on the time, you're not yotzi.
Back to the Fino, it does say Emperor Hadrian.
What? Yeah, Hadrian.
Hadrian.
Hadrian was the Roman Caesar.
Yeah. But what did he do? Something with the orchard and the fruits, I remember. I can't remember what. Does it have the Yerushalmi there in Tanis? He did something with an orchard.
Yerushalmi said that this is a bad
Caesar. Yeah. Something with an orchard, though. Anything to say there?
That's pretty.
He had a vineyard. There was a carom. Zecher. You say Zecher le carom shall Hadrianus. I don't remember. I'll look it up. Okay, Chaimayna Tanakama, Ika ben Ebed Yevet, Tana Rabbana Minayin, Leberkas HaMazel Min HaTorah, Hainer Berkas HaMazel Min HaRaisa, V'chalta V'Savata V'Achta, Zeb Berkas HaZan, Es Hashem Elokecha, Zeb Berkas HaZimon, that the Iker Zimon's with Elokeinu, Ala Aretz, that the Berkas HaAretz, HaTovah is Bonei Yerushalayim, and so too it says in the Pesukim Eretz Yisrael, Ahara Tova Zev Alavonon Asher Nosen Lach, Zah Tova Meitiv, Ein Li El El Acherav, I only know the need to make a bracha after the Mazel and Lefonav before Harino Minayin. We said already, this is another parak, Amart Kal V'Chomer, if kishahu saveim, or if you make a bracha when you're full, kishahu reiv lo koshki, how much more so you should make a bracha, you know, that when you're starving, that Hashem provided for you. Rabbi Omer ain't otzarich, you don't need the kal v'chomer. Rather, v'chalta v'savata barachta, it's birkas azan, birkas azamen gadol Hashem iti nafka ala aretz is birkas aretz hatov b'nei Yerushalayim har tov l'manam tov meitiv bi'avn tikva.
Why is the Gemara telling us this again? You just said all the reasons which brachas were tikkun. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying this
No, before we were told we were told who was Misakin each one. But now we want to know, yes, they made it set and they instituted, but how do we know that Birkas HaMazon itself, Ikaros Mida Araisa? They were Misakin the full text and what you're supposed to say. But Mi'ikar Adin, before they came, it was Daraisa already. And this Maimra is trying to prove how it was all Daraisa. They were just instituting the formal words in the text and how to say it. They didn't make it up. It was already Daraisa before they came along. Birkas HaMazon Min HaTorah. That's the question over here. Ain li alak alam fun of minau.
Why wasn't Yeshua in the Sakin Bonei Yerushalayim, for example? If that's in the Torah already, it existed. So why did Shlomo HaMelech bring that in?
What it means, whenever you have some of this David Tikein or someone was Tikein, it means the following. It means that they said some variation of it, but you know, it could have been one bracha that had every word in it. One, you know, could have been just been after eating. That, the text that we have it. Like Anshei Knesset Agadola did with Tefillah,
right.
Even though we had Tefillah Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. What Anshei Knesset Agadola? They formalized the exact words. So too, these tzaddikim formalized the text. Lefan of Minalan says Tamalam Asher Nasanlach. Misha Nasanlach, immediately when they gave the Ochel to make a bracha, you make a bracha even before. Asher Nasanlach, that which I'm giving you. Rav Yitzchak says, Eino Tzarech, you don't need the Kal V'Chomer, because it says, Uveirach et lachmecha ve'et meimecha. Al tikri uveirach, but rather uvareth, you should bless the bread. Ve'masek kure lechem koshka. What is it called? Lechem, before you eat it. Rabbi Nassim says, Eino Tzarech, you don't need the Kal V'Chomer, rather the source you make a bracha before, and it's a Navi. Because it says, they were saying to Shaul. Was by Shaul and Shmuel. It says, Kavoachem Ha'ir, Kain Timsuno So Beter Mi'Allah HaBamasa, le'echol ki lo chala am ad bok yu yivarech. Before the nation eats, until they come, you'll bless hazavach achrei chen yochlo krum, and then afterwards they will bless. You see, it mentions before here a bracha before eating the zevach, before eating the slaughter. V'kol kach lama. Why did they make a whole thing? Why did these naros who were talking over here to Shaul give a whole speech over here? Lafisha nashim debarniasim, because women talk a little bit. They wanted to stall. The reason they were schmoozing so much, the women, is because they wanted to stare at Shaul longer. They had time to be with the king. You might as well stretch it out. Right, he has certain, his look and his height was better, was bigger than anybody else. Rabbi Yochanan says, however, it still was not yet ready the time for Shaul to take the malucha, take the hanhaga from Shmuel. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it to stall them so that the appropriate time was there. It wasn't ready yet. One malucha doesn't overlap into the other. It's given the perfect time. Ve'ein li ela berchas hamazon. I only know that you need to take a bracha before and after benching. Berchas haTorah mina. I don't know about berchas haTorah. Am Rabbi Shmuel, kal v'chomer al chayisham avarech. If you make a bracha on achila, chayisham avarech on Torah itself, which is chayil olamot, lo kol shekein. Rav Chiya bar Nachmeini Talmid of Rabbi Yishmael Amar Mishra Yishmael Ein Atzarech. You don't need to kavah chomer. It's Laos Tov Asher Nosan Loch. Mulahalan, it says by Gabi Torah Ve'esna Lachat Alucha Se'evin Va'Torah Mitzvahs. So you make a hekesh Lima Torah La'achila. Rav Meir says Minayin Shekashem Shemarach Al-Tov V'Kach Marach Al-Ra Tamla Rosh Nosan Loch Hashem Al-Kav El-Kecha Dayanech Dayanecha B'chol Din Shadana Be'mida Tova Be'mida Puranios. And the Torah is a Mida Tova, and therefore you should Mavarach also on it. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beser says, "Ein atzarach, none of the kal v'chomer. Rather, Hariyom says, Tova, ha Tova. What's Tova is a Torah. V'cheinu omer, ki lekach tov natati lachem. You see, it's a lekach tov. And ha Tova, that's binyan Yerushalayim. It says, Ahar ha Tova zeh v'alvanon, the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. Tanya, Rabbi Lazar, Amer, kol shalom, mar eretz chemda, Tova, rochab erkas haaretz, and malchus beis dav baner Yerushalayim, you're not yotzi yerchia. Right, Eretz Chemda Tova, you need to mention the Berchas Aretz, right? Because we find that the Eretz Yisrael is praised with that Lashon. Ela Aretz Tova Rechava. Nachum Azakin Amar Tzark Sheyizkorba, Yishmenten and Berchas Aretz, the Bris. Because through the Bris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Abram, that's critical. Rav Yossi says, Tzark Sheyizkorba Torah, you need to mention Torah, because the Torah, B'schus Torah we inherited Eretz Yisrael, right? The Ramban says, mitzvahs are only meant to be kept in Eretz Yisrael. Outside of Eretz Yisrael is just the... Tzionim Laderech, so we don't forget how to act as a Jew. But the mitzvah only Yitzrael. Plemo Amar Tzarech Shiachdim Bris LaTorah. Plemo says you need to precede the Bris comes before the Torah.
What does that mean?
What?
What did you say?
Ramban says that's why Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into the land, because he knew the only Iker place to keep the mitzvahs of the Torah are in Eretz Yisrael. So why ask the Ramban? Oh, everything. Maybe not Isurim. Not Isurim, but positive mitzvahs. Everything. Everything, even mat mitzvahs teluyas bar. It's a bit fiddish Ramban. Others just say mitzvahs teluyas bar. It's maybe. Ramban says everything. But, so he said they're not a chiyuv now when you're outside the land of Israel. They're a chiyuv. Their chiyuv is only because if we have half the people stop doing it, they're going to forget how to keep mitzvahs.
So would you say that somebody like Israel is a god of mitzvah osim shem mitzvah?
What?
Would you say according to Ramban?
No, Ramban would say we have a tzivoy, but our tzivoy is begeder zikaron, while the tzivoy in Eretz Yisrael is begeder ikra mitzvah. But they're both a tzivoy. But yeah, Ramban would say it's a higher level. All right, so that's why Lubavitcher Rebbe wrote that he didn't go to Eretz Yisrael. Lubavitcher Rebbe didn't go visit Eretz Yisrael because he felt that unless he was going to go there, which he felt he couldn't live there because he was setting up shop in America, and if he went there for a visit, it would be, what's it called? It would be Milan Ve'imoridin. Maimlakosh Ve'imoridin. Once he goes, he can't go there. Discussion why Rav Soloveitchik never went. Rav Soloveitchik, after he left, he never went back. So he found the letter that he had, that after he always kept making plans, he's going to move, he's going to go. He said, but once his wife died, he's lived every day without any simcha in his life. And he says, Hashem would never forgive me if I came to his land without simcha. He said, I'd be like the Meraglim. And since his wife died, he said, I'm in no state to go to Eretz Yisrael. So another topic. Okay, so Plemo Amar Tzark Shiachdim Bris LaTorah. It says Al Brisecha, right? Al Tarasecha Shazu Nitna, because the Torah is given to Bnei Yisrael B'Shlosh Mekom in three places. Har Sinai, Ol Moed, Har Grizim, right? Ol Moed, Arvas Moed. And these places, the krisos that were said with Bnei Yisrael, there was a krisos bris with the Torah. The Zo, and even the Parshas Mila, Nitna B'Shlosh Esrei Brises, was given with 13 bris, 13 different brises. Rabbi Abba says, Tzark Sheyomer Bahoda. You need to say in the Berachas Haaretz Hoda. Tchila V'Sof, the beginning of Berach at the end. V'apocheis, and one who lessens from the Shtei Hodos, Lo Yivchas Me'achas. You should at least say one thank you. V'chol Apre'arizim Aguna. If you take away one thank you from the benching whatsoever, from the Birkas Aretz, Hareza Maguna, it's disgusting. V'chol achosem with Baruch Tzerman till Aretz Birkas Aretz, Omoshias Yisrael Bani Yisrael, Hareza Bor. V'chol she'eno Omar Brister, if you don't mention, Al Brisecha v'shkamta v'sareinu, V'al Torash Toshlimanatana, Birkas Aretz, Umalchus based David Bani Yerushalayim, Lo Yatzeyu Dechavas, you need to go back. Messiah, this Bryce is a proof for Rabbi Lai. Dam Rabbi Lai Mariaka, Barab Commission Rabbeinu, Kosalam, Brace the Torah, Birkas Aretz, Umalchus Bidam Yerushalayim, Lo Yatzeyu Dechavasov. Pligiba, we have this machlokus as did in the Hemshech of the Gemara itself. Ra'abi Yossi ben Dostai Barabanan, Acharam, our one says, the Bracha Tov Meitim Tzricha Malchus, you need to say Melech Haolam. V'charam are once the brachot of meitiv ain't a tzricha malchus, doesn't need malchus. What's the machlokus all about? Man damar tzricha malchus kesaver, because he holds the whole reason the chiyuv is midrabanan, and therefore it's not a hemshech of birkas haaretz, and therefore it needs its own shame and malchus. And the one who says tovu meitiv does not need but malchus is holding its midaraisa, and it's just a continuation of the birkas haaretz. Tana rabbanan mahu chosim Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yehuda says Moshiach Yisrael. How do you finish bin Yerushalayim? You finish Baruch Hashem Moshiach Yisrael. So wait a second, Moshiach Yisrael in you do finish, but bin Yerushalayim you don't mention at the end. Vikra the brachas bin Yerushalayim. Why would we finish with this line Moshiach Yisrael? Elaema, rather you're able to finish with Af Moshiach Yisrael. You can if you want, because the Chuas Yisrael is toloi on the bin Yerushalayim. Rabu Ravuna Ikal Lebei Reish Galusa, they went through to the house of Reish Galusa, Pasach Vachada. They began with Rachina and Vesiem Betarte, and they finished the Bircha Betarte with Moshiach Yisrael Boni Yerushalayim. Amar Rav Chizda Gevurta Lemichta Betarte. Is it Gevurta to close Vishnayim? Batanya, Rabbi says, Ein Chosim Vishnayim. It's like you're being molded to two things at once. It's like you're making Osin Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos. You're making Mitzvahs into bundles or burdens. You shouldn't try to stack things on top of each other. We don't use one cup of Kiddush and try to yotze two different things with that one cup, right? Right? We don't make ain't osin mitzvahs kavilas kavilas. It's either, there's two problems with it. Either we make it look like mitzvahs are a burden, so let's just get it all done in one shot, or the problem is a problem in kavana. I can't focus on two things at once.
What about Abdullah?
What?
Abdullah and Shal Shudas.
No, the Yom Tov, for example, we said last time, the person goes ahead and makes Kiddush and makes Abdullah.
Right.
Of course.
Right. So in the discussion by, there's a, Tosus quotes the Shita of Rav Yom Tov Ilem. Interesting, more Tana we never hear of anywhere else. Rav Yom Tov Ilem with an ayin, ayin lam and mem, in Bracha. So he says that the, by sometimes we see that we do it. Why? Either begeder, since you did with it, something you used for one mitzvah, do for another mitzvah. But the main reason we do it sometimes is because you have some limitation. Let's say you're not supposed to eat at the end of Shalosh Shudas. You're not supposed to eat until you're Mavdil, right? So therefore, the cup that you used for the benching itself, we don't use it till you're actually going to have Avdala, because you couldn't use the cup yet. Since you couldn't use the cup yet, you have that other side consideration, which makes you push it to the Motzei Shabbos, to the Havdalah itself. But otherwise, we wouldn't have used it. We wouldn't have used it for one. The things with the Kiddush and the Shechianu, it's not that you're doing two mitzvahs. You're not doing two. It's one kedusha that expresses itself in two different ways. It's chada kedusha. You don't have two kedushas. It's not. What? That's why we don't make the hagafin on the cup. We don't make the hagafin on the cup at the end of the benching. We just hold it there to give the benching cheshivas of Shabbos that you have a cup of wine. But you don't make hagafin on it. You're not supposed to make hagafin and then wait till later.
Yeah, but you know.
There's still a lag, and therefore, I'm saying, but this way, the cup's only there to help augment your Shalosh Shudas. But you have a side factor, you don't eat, you after the benching, we don't eat or drink, so we save it for the Havdalah. Okay, where were we here? Yeah, fine, I'm Azal Peiros, yeah, so fine. Gufa, Rebbe Amar Ein Chos Ben Bishtayim, Sa'esive Levi L'Rabba, Berkos Aretz, you finish Allah Aretz V'Allah Mazan. You see, that's double. So, Aretz the Mapka, no. Muzan. It's saying Eretz, which is mapik from it, Muzan. That Muzan comes out from it. So the Gemara says by the bracha, the Ba'ala Michya, we finish Allah Aretz V'Allah Peiros. That's Mevar, that's Mechosim B'Shtayim. No, it means Eretz, which is mapka Peiros, which produces fruits. Right? The V, when you have an and, it's not always an and. Right? V, like you have Vayalenu, right? Shem Yishtach V'Anachnu Korim. Right? The V'Anachnu over there, we who took out the Shehem Yishtachim Lehevel V'Rik, think that the Va'anachnu over there, what comes before the Shem Yishtachim Lehevel V'Rik? You have to look at the paragraph.
Right.
Vanachnu Korim, yeah. The Vanachnu Korim, yeah, over there. There's a good example. Oh, thank you. Okay, here, we'll finish this. You see, we read the Vanachnu Korim as an and. The and, as a contrasting and, doesn't make sense unless you have the Shehem Mishtacha Melvik, right? Because it says, Shalo Sam Chalkeinu Gehem V'Gorlin Cholanam Vanachnu Korim Mishtachim with it.
It's not that bad.
Well, it's not that bad, but you see that it was Iker was established to have the Shehem Mishtachavim. Mishtachavim is bowing down. Shehem Mishtachavim va'anachnu korim. They bow this, and we do that. So the vav over there is an and as an and vav. Right, it's the vav as a contrast. Vav anigud, it's called in Hebrew. It's only a vav anigud when you have the Shehem Mishtachavim there. Okay, let's stop there for today.